Sally.
They want Sally in Hollywoodland. Hello, boys and girls. Let's all get comfortable for a nice long half-hour story about Sally's adventures in Hollywoodland. This is a program where you'll meet some of the most astonishing characters in all the world. You've seen them on the screen at your local movie. Now follow them on this radio station. But first, we have something important to tell Mother and Father. So fold your hands and be as quiet as mice for exactly 1 minute.
Let me fill in this open end with a word to the potential sponsor. There are three such one-minute spots as this, so sandwiched into the program as to be an intimate part of the story. In each, you have about 125 words in which to sell your product. As you will see as the program continues, a wide variety of gimmicks will suggest themselves. Primarily, of course, our aim is to appeal essentially to children, but the series was slanted so as to appeal to all listeners. Adults make up by far the larger proportion of supporters of the motion picture animated cartoons upon which this idea is based. The parents will enjoy this program with their children and will applaud the efforts of their local station to bring them a children's show not calculated to frighten their offspring with an emphasis on morbid aspects of life. Your announcement time gone for the moment. Go on with the story.
It all began one evening about bedtime. Sally had washed her face and hands, given her hair 40 brushes, and was climbing into bed. Mother stood at the doorway a moment, about to turn off the light.
Mommy, please don't turn off the light.
Now you're a big girl, Sally. Go to sleep.
It's not easy. Sometimes it takes 5 or 6 hours before I fall asleep.
Well, you'd better get started.
I've got so many problems. If only I had a little brother or sister to whisper to.
Well, you've got Andy Panda, haven't you?
He's just a doll.
Maybe you don't give him a chance to be anything else.
Mother.
Maybe he's lonely, too, when the light goes out.
Mother, you're fooling me. You know you are.
Look at him with his face down in the corner. Here, let him share your pillow. There.
Whose little boy is Andy Panda?
Well, I should imagine that Andy's your little boy, isn't he?
Well, where did he come from? Was he made in a factory?
Remember the movie you saw the other day when you noticed that your Andy Panda doll was just like the Andy Panda on the screen?
Yes.
Well, that's where Andy comes from.
It is?
Mm-hmm. He used to live in a movie world, just full of little animals like Woody the Woodpecker, Wally the Walrus, Wilbur the Wolf, and Oswald the Rabbit.
Gollies, Mommy, is there a real world like the one on the screen?
Why not ask Andy?
But he can't talk.
He does on the screen, doesn't he?
But...
Perhaps, just as you're dropping off to sleep, he'll be waking up. Maybe if you talk to him just at that moment, he might take you off on a trip somewhere.
A trip?
That's right. Now, good night, Sally, dear.
But where would he take me?
You'll have to find that out for yourself.
Here we go again.
Good night.
Good night, Mommy. Of course, only talking dolls talk, and all they say is one word. You don't talk, do you, Andy? I didn't think so. But I'll find out for sure. I'll just wait until I'm about to fall asleep, and then I'll see if you really do wake up. In case you can talk, in case you could take me for a trip, I'd like to visit that funny world where you come from. Where I could pick some of those flowers that have real faces and arms, like beautiful ladies.
That's strictly forbidden, Sally. It sprains their roots to pick them.
Roots?
That's right. Now, hang on to my hand if you want to go on that trip.
Oh, I will. But where will we go?
To Hollywoodland.
But how?
How? Keep your eyes closed and breathe deeply. There. That's it. Nice, regular deep breaths. As soon as you're fast asleep, the bed will become a cloud and will float away. Not everybody can do this, but I think you can.
I'm trying awful hard.
We made it!
Gollies, what beautiful colors everywhere.
That's Hollywood Land. Hi there, Wally.
Hello.
Sally, I want you to meet the defender of law and order around here, Wally the Walrus. Wally, this is Sally. Sally, meet Wally.
Shake.
Shake his flipper. It isn't as wet as it looks.
How do you do, Mr. Walrus?
You can just call me plain Wally, Miss Sally.
Thank you. And you can call me just plain Sally.
Gee, thanks, Miss Sally.
That's quite all right, Mr. Walrus.
Mr. Walrus, Miss Sally. Oh.
Well, I got to go to work now.
Say, what are you looking for with that magnifying glass, Wally?
I'm studying to be a great detective. Right now, I'm searching for a missing person.
Following tracks, eh? Watch out, you're not missing.
It must be very interesting work. But I don't see any tracks.
There aren't any. That's what's so baffling about this case.
Well, whose tracks are you looking for?
Ozzy's.
Oh, Oswald the Rabbit, huh? Well, if we see him, we'll tell him to hop in soft places only.
Yeah, tell him to hop hard and make nice deep prints.
Well, let's continue our tour, Sally.
In case you happen to go by Ozzy's rabbit hutch, would you leave a note telling him not to worry in case he's lost, because I'll find him.
Sure thing. Come on, Sally.
Goodbye, Mr. Walrus.
Goodbye now. I hope I don't get no more ideas.
I like it here, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Sally, this is Woody the Woodpecker.
You sure ducked when I swooped in.
Nobody ever knows when that beak of yours will stop pecking on top of somebody's head. That's why. Now behave yourself and meet Sally.
Hiya, Sally. Want to be my girl and go steady?
Can't we just be friends?
Oh, Woody, you're impossible. Sally, don't pay any attention to him. He's the craziest guy in all Hollywood Land. Instead of zigging, he zags. Instead of making life pleasant for people, he... What are you up to today, for instance?
You see poor Wally stumbling around in the bushes over there?
I hope you don't intend to throw him another wooden fish.
Uh-uh. That was last week. All new stuff this week.
Two wooden fishes?
Nope. I simply tipped him off that Ozzy had strayed into the forest and gotten lost. Wally is looking for tracks that don't exist. Ozzy'd never go into that woods. Well, have fun.
Here, Woody!
Now, don't try to spoil my fun.
Sally, what do you think of Woody's behavior?
I think he listened to the wrong voice inside him.
The wrong voice in me?
That's what my mommy would say.
You mean, instead of listening to the good voice in me that goes... I listen to the bad one that goes...
I would listen to the good voice in me and tell Mr. Walrus the truth about what I'd done.
What did you do?
She didn't do anything. It's you who did the harm. Now go ask Wally to forgive you.
Okay. I'll ask his forgiveness. I'll make him feel bad because I feel so bad. And then I'll borrow that big magnifying glass and focus it on his...
You will not burn any holes in his pants with a magnifying glass?
Why? Is it too cloudy?
I suppose you've told Ozzy that Wally was lost.
Nope. I haven't seen that rabbit-faced bunny for ages.
Oh! Likely story. Sally, I think we better drop by Ozzy's hutch at that, just to make sure he's all right.
Just so you don't take the shortcut through the forest.
You just take off and tell Wally what a silly lie you told him.
And don't forget which voice to listen to after this.
I won't. I wouldn't take that shortcut if I were you. You'll get lost.
Oh, don't worry about us. I know the way.
Let's hope he knows the way. It won't be the first time someone's gone into that forest and never come out of it.
You stop that, Woody.
Oh, pardon me, Wally. You know how some heads are. Solid wood.
And you know how some pillows are. Solid feathers. Someday I'll make one out of you. Now beat it. I'm detecting.
Well, I just came to tell you that Ozzy didn't go into the forest at all.
Nobody believe you.
Honest, Wally, I've had a change of heart. From now on, I'm listening to my better half.
Which is that?
Well, if I tell any more fibs, you can kick the other half.
I can?
Honor Bright, I was just fooling you when I said Ozzy took a stroll into the forest.
You were, huh?
That's right.
Then Ozzy's tracks couldn't possibly be pointing in that direction, eh?
Of course not.
Then what are his tracks doing going in there, then, huh?
Huh?
See for yourself. Here's one. There's one. Stoop over. Take a good look.
Well, I'll...
say you will. Take that. You had your kick coming. Now beat it. I got to track down poor Ozzy before Wilbur the Wolf does.
The carrots that bloom in the woods, hip hip, have nothing to do with the wolf. Ha ha!
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Rabbit!
Who said that?
I did, Oswald. Me, your friend, the lowly turtle.
Oh, what are you doing in the bush, Turtle? Why aren't you down by the swamp?
I'm on my way to the swamp now.
By a coincidence, I am too. Shall we make it a race?
Well, why not indeed?
All right, then. Come on out of the bush and let's get started.
I can start from here.
As you like. Ready, get set, go! Oh, Wilbur, the wolf! Help! Help!
The rabbits that hop in the woods, hey, have nothing to do after that.
I've never seen such a lovely forest. Neither have I. I haven't? What am I saying?
What are you saying?
I think I'm just as new around here as you are.
You mean we're lost?
A little bit.
You're pale. What are you so afraid of, Andy?
Nothing, Sally.
I wouldn't cry. Now what is it?
Poison ivy.
I'll bet it's something worse than that. Probably Wilbur the Wolf or... Oh, here he is now!
Oh, run, Sally! Run for your life!
Not the wolf, Andy. It's only Woody. Now we're not lost anymore.
Oh, do you have to swoop down every time?
Do you realize you've walked to within yards of that wolf's cave? In fact, you're almost in his backyard. And you know what a grouch he can be.
Oh, now let's not frighten Sally, please.
I'm not afraid. I've got something that will protect us all. Something my mommy gave me.
A gun?
Oh, it's much better than a gun.
You carry it with you?
All the time.
Is it a miniature atom bomb?
Even better than that.
Am I getting warm?
I'm getting cold. Now, which way is it to Ozzy's place? Lead us to it.
You'll have to find your way alone. I've got to get some altitude and try to spot that rabbit myself. He really did go into the forest.
I hope you told Wally about this.
He told me in his own emphatic way. Anyhow, just walk that way until you come to a little brook. Follow it downstream, and it'll take you safely out of here. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, and thank you.
I hope you have got a weapon, Sally.
I have. Why?
But there's somebody else who carries a whole mouthful of them with him all the time.
You mean the wolf?
Exactly. Mr. Wilbur Yellow Fangs Wolf.
But I promise you, Andy, we don't have to be afraid of anything with the weapon I've got.
Safe now, Sally, so let's get out of this ice water.
I just love wading.
I'll be happier when we're completely out of this forest,
Hurry. Now put on your shoes and socks again.
Okay. Why did we have to wade so far?
So we wouldn't leave any trail. Now we know that that wolf won't be able to follow us, see?
Gollies, that was smart.
Oh, they have to go some to outwit me. Although sometimes you almost imagine you can hear things in this forest. Oh, did you hear that, Sally?
You mean a sort of laugh like this?
You heard it then, too?
No. Okay, I've got my shoes on.
Let's hurry. It would be awfully embarrassing if instead of me outwitting the wolf, he outwitted me.
Well, could be.
Oh! Andy Panda, you come back here. You're not a coward.
Oh, run, Sally, run. Don't stand there.
I have no intention of showing any fear.
That's a brave girl. Just stay right where you are.
Your weapon, Sally, the weapon, use it!
What's he jabbering about, little girl?
Supposing you answer a question. Where's that poor little rabbit?
Rabbit? Rabbit?
You mean you didn't find one?
I ain't saying.
Now's your chance, Sally! Run quickly!
Oh!
Run, Sally, I beat them! Hurry!
Right on your bald spot.
That black and white Chinese teddy bear, I'll twist off his toes and screw them into his ears. I'll wring him out and fry him in his own fat.
Really? You should try to calm yourself.
Calm myself? I suppose I should just stick up my head like this, look goofy like this, and let him pick up another rock out of that brook and... Bean me again. Oh!
Don't you dare throw another stone, Andy. Violence never gets anybody anywhere. You poor, poor wolf.
My noggin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. That's it, little girl. Help your poor old Uncle Wilbur to sit down. Oh. Easy does it.
That chance, I'll use the weapon.
Do you think a wet hanky would make his lumps go down?
No, but this rock will.
Please don't hurt him anymore, Andy.
I've got you, you little panda. Now let's see how hard your noggin is.
Ouch, ouch! You're not going to hurt Andy, are you?
No, we're just kidding. Why, him and me are pals.
That's right.
Well, that's the end of the first half of our adventure with Sally in Hollywoodland. In just a moment, we'll continue with the rest of the story. But first, we have a little message for the grown-ups.
Once again, your local announcer would step in here to associate your product with Sally in Hollywoodland. It is easy to visualize this program sponsored locally by any good solid service or commodity designed for the average American family. A fine bread, for example, would be praised here for its nutritive values, its luscious in-between meals goodness. Meanwhile, remember that this series, which exclusively presents the famous Walter Lantz cartoons on the air for the first time, also offers you, without further charge, the right to exploit this collection of animals in every way. Billboards, newspaper display, over-the-counter angles, giveaways can all be tied in with this program and your product. Your message, locked in between these two acts, could announce, for example, an Andy Panda cookie or some other idea. But now, back to our little friends and their serious predicament.
Sally certainly has got Andy Panda into a terrible situation. She said she had a weapon more powerful than a gun. But what is it? And when is she going to use it? Right now, Wilbur the Wolf is taking them to his cave.
Hurry, you two. Dinner's in an hour, and I hate dilly-dallying.
Why can't you just run along ahead?
We could catch up with you later.
I should fall for that.
And Sally, when are you going to use that weapon?
I haven't really needed to yet.
Oh.
Well, here we are. Welcome to my little home. Notice the sign? Through these portals enter some of the most beautiful meals in the world. Well, in you go. Just keep each other company. I'm going to collect some firewood.
Ozzy!
Hello.
This is Sally, Ozzy.
Hello.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Rabbit.
Hello.
He must be stunned. All he can say is hello.
I won't be able to say that after a while.
Oh, cheer up. Sally's got a weapon. She'll save us all.
Thanks. In fact, thanks a lot. Only a little girl in a little blue dress can't have a double-barrel shotgun concealed on her, can she?
What about that, Sally?
Let me help you peel those carrots, Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, no rush. They're just to garnish us anyhow.
Garnish? Oh.
Nobody's going to eat us. That's ridiculous. It just happens in bad dreams, like after you've eaten a supper of pickles and sauerkraut. Gollies, that's what I had myself.
Boy,
he'll break through Wilbur's window glass if he isn't careful.
That's what he wants to do.
Just in the nick of time.
What's cooking, eh?
What a terrible expression to use. What's cooking?
We'll all be cooking soon. What about Wally? Will he get here in time to save us?
Wally? Oh, he'll be here. But I'm not saying in which century. Come on, everybody. Out the window.
We can't fly like you, silly.
Look, how long would it take you to peck a nice big hole through the door?
That door? Let's see. 6 by 3, the square root of the fifth calculus, plus a bit of dry rot here and there.
Yes.
That'll be about 200 pecks to the minute, with short pauses to cool off my beak.
Yes.
That should take me about, about 2 months. I'll start right now.
Stop that, Woody.
There's a piece of rope in here. Maybe when he comes back with a firewood, we could jump him.
And what's this? Flypaper. Say now, the moment he sticks his puss in the doorway, I could wrap some around his big black nose.
While I lay down a barrage of pecks on his dome.
Then with all that happening, I'll run around his legs with a rope and trip him up.
And on top of that, I'll run back, charge, and butt him in the belly like a billy goat. Sally can grab the keys. I think I hear something outside. Get set, everybody.
Well, a broken window. A woodpecker's tail feather. My gust's still waiting. Well, perhaps I better ring the doorbell first. Well, you wanted this. Now, come on out fighting.
Okay,
what are you trying to do with that piece of string?
You don't want to play jump rope, then?
Are you kidding?
Gangway, everybody! Here I come! Head first! This never fails!
Hurry up! Oopsie-daisy! Right into my arms and up in the air! You want to bump the ceiling, Andy? That's the big boy!
Oh!
Hey, when?
When?
Okay, now where were we? Are the carrots peeled?
And furthermore, with Wally the walrus gets here, you'll be arrested.
Now, you don't say. Ticklish, coochie, coochie, cooch. As for this little girl, I'll have her for dessert.
My daddy says that too sometimes, but he doesn't mean it either.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Sally, if you really have got a weapon, now's the time to use it.
Weapon? What weapon?
A weapon my mother taught me to use in all difficult situations. The weapon of virtue.
The what?
Of course, that also includes truth and honor and love and everything.
And that's your only defense against me?
Yes, sir. Isn't it enough?
What a weapon that is.
Anyhow, Mommy says there's some good in everybody.
Not in me. I'm bad, See? Did you hear that? I'm one tough customer. Listen to this.
Did you ever hear the story about Daniel and the lion's den?
Sure, but...
This is the same thing.
It is?
I know you're hungry, but we're all hungry.
As I see it, it's a question of who's going to eat whom. I still don't see why I don't just open my mouth, lean over you, and...
You see how the weapon works? It always does. Now, if you'll just slip into this apron, you can set the table.
Now, that's where I draw the line.
Wilbur?
Oh, shucks, all right then. But they better not start snickering at me.
There. Now, wasn't that a delicious vegetable dinner?
Sure was.
With not a single one of us missing either. So far.
Something was missing.
Gosh, it's late. I've got to be getting you back, Sally.
My friends must be worrying about me.
Well, no sense in me hanging around then.
What's the hurry?
Do you mind awfully if we don't stay and help with the dishes?
That weapon of yours, does it protect just you or does it cover everybody with you?
Oh, everybody. Well, forgive us reading and running now, won't you? Come on, gang. Goodbye, Mr. Woe.
Goodbye, bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ozzy and Woody certainly beat it quickly when we got out of there.
So did we, after all. Oh, look, there's Wally in his magnifying glass. Yoo-hoo, here we are, Wally.
Hello.
Hot on the case, eh?
That's right, Andy. None of the creatures of Hollywood Land need to worry about Wilbur the Wolf with me on the job.
Everything's all right that turns out all right.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly made a big hit with my gang.
Thank you.
I know just how you feel.
You know, Andy, I feel as if I were floating on a cloud again.
Close your eyes. That's the girl. And here we go. Back to Mother... Daddy and home.
Wasn't that a lovely adventure, boys and girls? Now pay close attention and you'll find out just when you can hear from Sally in Hollywoodland again.
The show is done. But here in your last announcement, let us credit some of the outstanding people in it. The actors who impersonate the animals are the same ones who play these distinguished characters on the screen. Such names as June Foray as Ozzie, Billy Bletcher, who created the original Big Bad Wolf, Sarah Brenner as Andy, Theodore Von Eltz as Woody, with Herb Litton as Wally. Sally, played by Norma Jean Nelson, is unquestionably radio's foremost child actress, opposite whom top Hollywood stars have had to hustle to protect their laurels. The original music, especially written for this series, is by one of the most prolific motion picture composers on the coast. The script, by the author of River Rat, a best-selling adolescent novel that received the highest critical acclaim. Harry Jacobs Productions has literally spared nothing to supply today's need for a program that American parents will be glad to have their children follow.
Be sure to follow the adventures of Woody and Wally, Oswald and Andy Panda in the Walter Lantz cartoon comedies currently playing at your local theater. This program was written and directed by Dan Lundberg. Original music composed and directed by Samuel Kalin. Join us regularly for the further story of Sally in Hollywoodland.